For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Elaine Chen. In our If I Were Mayor series, we spoke to Homestead Mayor Jeff Porter, who was elected last fall. The previous mayor, Steve Bateman, lost re-election after he was arrested on corruption charges. We talked in Mayor Porter's office and began by discussing the referendum coming up in May. Homestead residents will vote on a tax increase for bonds to fund the renovation of the Seminole Theater. I asked Mayor Porter how he planned to sway voters given Homestead's spotty history of managing public funds.
What we're trying to prove to the voter in this whole exercise, this whole process, is we're not trying to hide anything. You know, we could have just started building and just increased taxes. But the choice was not to do that. The choice was to include the voter in the process. I can't undo the past. Council as a body is what services the public. It's not just the mayor. I'm not the guy that's in charge of everything. I think that's what's been put out to the voter, is if you want anything done in Homestead, you got to go to the mayor. That's not the way it is.
And we did hear from a Homestead resident, Nancy Coppola, who said that she would love to see the Seminole Theater open up. There has been a lot of time and a lot of money spent already in the theater, and it still isn't open.
The project has been on the table too long. Over time, political ideas have changed, political philosophies have changed, and it's on the table, then it's off the table. It's on the table, off the table. If we can get the money appropriated through a GOB, general obligation bond, with the support of the taxpayer, I believe that gives a political structure the ability to stay behind the project.
So what's your vision for downtown Homestead?
Our goal is to create the environment where private sector can come in and be successful, make money. The problem is so many things are outside the control of the city. We're one vote on the MPO.
I'm sorry, what does the MPO stand for?
Metropolitan Planning Organization. It's comprised of county commissioners, other entities at the table, but they basically coalesce around plans to do large projects countywide. Part of what we talked about at the MPO was the alternate route, the truck bypass. That's critical to the life of downtown. If you can't walk across the street without being run over by a truck, retail's not going to come in. Commercial's not going to come in. You know, we need to have help from those agencies to not only do these projects, but fast-track these projects. Most of the developable property is south of Kendall Drive. So as the county grows, it's got to come to the south.
And we had a comment from The Bomb from Twitter asking if you would be interested in extending the Metro Rail all the way down to Homestead.
Unless the federal government gives the county $5 or $6 billion to do this project, I don't know how they're going to fund it. So we have to look for the next best alternative. And I think that the ability to at least elevate or at least go over the intersections, because every time the bus has to stop, that slows them down. So it's worse than better. The issue that comes up in every discussion is the lack of funding.
In a day-to-day level, how do you balance being mayor and also running your business?
You allocate your time. You go home, you spend so much time with your kids, you take care of your husband, you take care of your wife, and you just set aside times for whatever it is that you have to do. If it's exercise, part of the dynamic of having a private business and working in a public entity is being able to keep them separate. If I'm here, I should be doing city business. If I'm not here, I should be able to do my own business. So I have to be careful not to bleed them together, because I think that's what got the previous mayor in a little trouble.
Thank you, Mayor Jeff Porter of Homestead.
Thank you. Pleasure.
You can hear other If I Were Mayor interviews at WLRN.org. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Elaine Chen.